Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Oh, 100K week.
Is it?
We got to get to 100K this week.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Everyone's got to subscribe. It's the Yak Monday.
What's their incentive? What happens when we get this?
Points. Pack? We release more points.
Coins, merch.
Oh, 12-hour.
12-hour. I would love to, when we do the 12-hour, to make a buy a bunch of supplies, do a really good Rube Goldberg with the plaque. Maybe it starts or it ends with it.
12 hours, a lot of yak. It's a lot of yak, boys and girls. So everyone subscribe. Do we have a subscribe button that we can tweet out, TJ?
Like an auto sub link?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tweet out from the yak.
All right. And text it to the group.
You can put out a button that just they click it and they're automatically subscribed.
There's like a extension to the YouTube link that if you click on it, will take them to automatically subscribe.
Let's go.
Let's start tricking people.
Let's do it. Yep. Everyone tweet it out. Send it to the group chat. First up, surviving Barstool, no spoilers. What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
I just like, Steven just has never figured out that if you tell us something, we're going to do the opposite. Tell us.
Forgot about the show, but now it's bold and highlighted on here.
Your eye can't see anything else.
No one would have talked about it.
No one. But now I want the spoilers. So go ahead, Steven.
Jay?
Yeah, there's something about I know the results. And
I don't.
And I want to tell people so badly.
Yeah.
It's just human nature, I think.
You came, but you spoiled Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah, you did, right, instantly.
I didn't know this was publicized yet, but yeah, I did.
It wasn't publicized.
Oh, no, it was.
I did in the most clear and transparent way.
Well, I wouldn't say most clear and transparent, because Jerry did the most clear and transparent after Barstool mini golf.
Yeah, he put out just the whole scorecard. The whole thing.
That was almost too on the nose to even count.
Yeah.
I actually did, and the way I felt afterwards, I was like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And this is how respected I am that nothing happened.
Yeah, that's true. You're a made man now.
A lot of people, I mean, it was up for 10 seconds.
But no, the screenshot was there. Everyone,
internet's forever.
A thousand people DM'd me it, and I was like, and I paid some people. Sure. But they were mostly
respectful.
How
much did you pay?
I paid one guy $80. He never specifically said that he was going to expose me as that.
You just went straight to $80?
Yeah, I said, here's $80. And he was like, dude, I love you to death. I would never have done that. But this makes me love you more. So that meant the world to me.
Nice.
Awesome. Man.
Nice. Could have gotten more.
It was worth the $80.
You bought extra love for $80.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Barstool Mini Golf coming out soon?
I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
I think they said end of the month, and it's 6 episodes long.
Six episodes long?
I mean, it is. For people who are complaining, I understand the other side of it. They have like 30 people mic'd up. I don't know how you edit that. I think if you were like, hey, you have to edit this, it would take me 7 years.
30 people mic'd up. We all did like 36 holes plus.
Right. And there's cameras everywhere. Impossible. Yeah.
I don't know.
Sass, what's up? How was Atlanta? You're just a full-blown traveling comedian now.
Yeah, Atlanta was fun. I've got 2 weeks until my next road thing. It's a little much.
Yeah.
I want to take a little break right now. But I also want to like do new stuff. Like I'm trying to, I don't know. I'm in a weird position where like stuff that I was doing, I've been doing for a while that I used to love, I fucking hate now.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a special now that you're getting ready to switch or no?
No, no, not for a very long
time. People aren't laughing at the Joker baby bit anymore?
No, I don't do that. But like, you just get, like, it's like the first half of my set I really like telling, and then the second half it's like I'm in like physical pain telling the jokes. So I just don't think they're funny.
Well, you're starting to miss?
No.
No.
You've done your set so many times now, I feel like. Are you noticing any like parody or differences in how they react? Is it dependent on?
I think there's like they can. Location? I think people can tell with like the based on like because the first like 20 minutes I it's like all like stuff that I just wrote like within the last like 2 months or so, and it's like there's like people are like, I think I'm more enthusiastic about it, which makes people more like they can tell. And then the second half I'm kind of just like going through the fucking autopilot. Just going,
you make an announcement. All right, second half begins now, and this is gonna stink.
Now
are you gonna give people half a refund?
I should.
Yeah.
No, but Atlanta was great. It's actually it's a fun city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been like actually there, but
as long as you don't have to drive anywhere.
I did. You have to drive everywhere.
Yeah, and it's there's a lot of traffic.
Ubers suck. Yeah. It's like 15-minute wait for every Uber.
We were in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, and there was one day that there was like cold rain and they canceled all the schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was, you remember that day?
Yeah.
It was not even snow. It was just like slushy rain, and it was like great because I could get anywhere because everyone stayed home. So.
Yeah, but they get gunshot because they had that big ice storm that shut them down for real for like 3 days. A couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. Chipper Jones out there rescuing people on four wheelers.
Never forget
that.
Yeah.
No, we had a long night. The boy.
Hey, Owen, were you in Atlanta?
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, we had. I woke up to a
chain of text messages from these guys.
So I was.
You tell.
I was. It was like 2 a.m. I was watching
I'll
a
start
movie.
Start my night first.
Yeah,
I was sound asleep.
Yeah, Owen's sound asleep.
I had fallen asleep before midnight. Something I rarely.
That is rare.
Maybe the first time
you
that's
have
ever
to
happened.
Embrace that.
Was this on, Friday? Yeah.
This was tonight.
This was last night.
For background:
last
night. Owen gets about 1 to 2 hours of sleep per night.
I found myself in a deep REM, and
I was watching a movie. There. I was watching Knowing. Have you guys ever seen this movie? Nicolas Cage.
No.
Good ass movie. It's a little spooky, so I'm a little on edge.
Yeah.
And I hear something like moving in my room. And I was like, I thought it was like the air conditioning. And then I paused it and it was a rat in my room.
Ooh.
Like just chilling?
Like going through a bag that I had.
A rat. Like a rat. Like a big.
Not a mouse.
It was either a rat or a massive mouse. But I'm pretty confident it was a rat. And then I was like yelling at it like a dog. I didn't know what to do.
Wait, explain.
I was like,
that.
Hamboy.
Hey.
You were
yeah. And I was so fucking scared. And I grabbed my wallet.
Wallet?
You were about to. Oh. The rat was kicking you out?
Oh, no.
Look at Sass's wallet. He could drop that on the rat and it would be flat. Yeah.
I go out. I run out of my room. I go into the living room and I'm kind of just like, fuck. Like, what do I do? It's 2 a.m. And I'm out there. I'm texting you guys. I'm texting Owen and Dugues. And maybe 30 seconds later, a mouse runs by my foot.
A different mouse.
Different mouse.
New York is the
You
best.
Are positive it's a different vermin.
Wait, is it a mouse or a rat now?
No. The first one was a rat. Second one was a mouse. And yes,
now
I
you
am
know.
Big difference.
No. Multiple rodents.
No. There was. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here. And I was like, shit, I should probably wake up Owen. Because I don't want to leave him to the beast.
What about Dugues?
Dugues isn't home.
Okay.
So then I go, I wake up Owen. Owen's in like a deep sleep. Horrible reaction. I think
pussy.
Owen thought someone.
Who does a deep sleep?
Owen thought someone was dying.
I wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't have woken him up either.
Well, because I am in a deep sleep. I happen to be covered head to toe in sweat, unrelated. So something was going on already. And he's banging on the door, and I'm having one of the dreams where, like, you're half awake, but it's a fictional version of reality. I thought he had jumped through my door and landed in my room to start screaming at me.
Yeah.
So I got up. And
he
then
had quite the reaction. We just stood with him on one side of the door and me on the other while he, like, just took a deep breath for a second. And then he comes out, and then another mice comes and hits his
third,
foot.
A third mouse.
I swear to God, we're not messing this up at all.
And where is Dugues during this?
Dugues isn't home.
We haven't seen Dugues in weeks.
Dugues is never home.
Understood.
So the rat.
Yeah. Did Dukes leave like a bunch of food in his room?
Yeah.
Yes. Unrelated. Unrelated.
Unrelated. Though.
That has to be related.
No. Because it's not like it's like he has like a bag of chips in his room.
No, that's related.
That's probably related. Yeah,
that's 100%.
That's what happened here.
If there's three at once, then there has to be a common denominator.
I had started to calm down, and I was like, oh wait, Sass probably didn't have to wake me up.
No,
I was in my room.
Hypothetically, you're asleep. What's the worst case scenario? What is a rat or mouse going to do while you're asleep? It's not going to ascend your bed, crawl.
So I was getting ready to probably let him go off, and then a rat came out, went over my foot, and then it went under
mouse or rat?
Oh, it did go over your foot.
But it went over my foot, and then it just peeked into my bedroom under the door frame, and then back onto the couch, just to like show that it could.
Yeah,
if it wanted to.
So that was enough for me.
You guys are on like the fifth floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys, did you leave?
We went and we slept at Greer's.
Okay.
Which I'm pissed about because I was asleep and I've been trying to have the boys sleep over for so long.
It would have been a fun sleep.
I woke up livid.
Okay, so you got to first figure out if it's a rat or a mouse because there's very big difference.
We've had a rat before. What is the difference?
This is not our first time.
I think it's a different species.
A mouse means there's probably going to be a ton of them. A rat is harder to catch because rats are significantly smarter.
But what is the danger?
Rats have muscle tone.
Rats that also
rats, risk.
Rats,
of
rats also pass disease and shit more easily than mice.
Well, then rats are more of like a nuisance. And gnaw through your electricity and shit.
Yeah, they'll eat through wires.
Mice are a nuisance, and there will be more.
Okay, so say
rats are like.
Also, fun sucks. Little fact: I pay more a month than I make to try and live here.
Yeah. It shouldn't. And also, our apartment is very clean. It actually is because we had a mouse or a rat. Like the first month we moved in, and then we were like, okay, we need to keep the apartment.
You guys had like a totem pole, like height of garbage bags the last
time. Well, we had a garbage corner for the first
you had a garbage
month.
Yeah. Did.
This was last night?
Right.
No, that was January.
No,
we've sophisticated
actively, there is like no trash. We had one barrel of trash.
This was last night? The mouse thing?
Mm-hmm. One barrel. This was last night, yes. Yeah. This was.
So y'all haven't been back is what I'm asking.
Oh, we went back this morning and we fucked shit up.
Okay.
Yeah, we put on.
Oh, so what's the deal?
We put on corns.
The boys are hiding.
Woodstock set.
That's a good set. They had they were tearing the place up. They were having a fucking time. I went into my room. Shit's tipped over.
Were they exterminated?
It's just tipped over?
I had a bag in my room tipped over.
You guys had a flip siggy bag of dip spit on your mantle the last time I was there.
We don't have a
mantle.
It
was probably yours from last time you were there.
It was mine.
Because no one's going to believe that our apartment's clean. It actually is very clean.
You guys should get a cat.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Go get a bodega cat.
Fucked. And there's still something in my room because Owen's like under his door. There's like this much space. Mine is like a millimeter. And my door, I wasn't home.
Yeah, rats,
my
rats
door
and mice
closed.
Can get through anything.
That's
right. Get a cat.
What's wrong with having just a mice in your apartment in the same vein as a
mice
cat?
Are fine.
Well, mice are fine, except
what
there
is
will
a
be a lot
mice.
I bet you everybody here has mice. They just don't know it.
Yeah. But you don't want that.
Mouse poop. Gets everywhere.
Yeah, and there's
and
a lot
the
of
dust of mouse poop gets everywhere, and then that spreads disease, and then their little feet are touching everything, and then rats bite. They're like,
yeah, rats are bad.
Well, say hypothetically, what was in my room was a mouse. Say I missaw it. That means that we have
a lot of mice. No matter what,
tiny apartment.
If you have one mouse, you have a lot of mice.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Same
mice
roaches.
Proliferate.
Were they all the same color?
Everything's
Brandon,
color with
I hate when you do
Jesus
that.
Christ.
They were
trying to find out. I want to know if I should shoot him or arrest him.
Brandon,
he's not trying to judge, I don't think.
No, I think he's trying to downplay because he thinks there was only one.
No, I'm trying to figure out if it's a rat or a mouse. The big one, if it was a rat or a mouse. If it was brown, it was a rat. If it was gray, it was a mouse.
I never saw the one in Sass's room. I can confirm multiple mice. Right. Dark mice.
And also, that was just like the fact that I came out of my room and then there was more in the living room. Our apartment is so small.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
There's nowhere
to hide.
They sound
brave. There's
nowhere
I don't know where the fuck they're coming from.
Walls.
Here's the good news.
Fucked.
Chicago doesn't have any rats.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
None whatsoever.
No. So many.
Yeah, so many.
That has to be.
Dude, there's so many. I had a rat problem in my old apartment in Chicago. And it was the only reason I realized what was going on was the rat was collecting shit from underneath the couch, from the trash, and putting it in our in the closet in like a little pile. Mm-hmm. And then Stella was going and eating out of the pile. So Stella walked out of the closet once with a fucking lollipop stick in her mouth. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I went and looked. It's like a little rat nest that they made. And I told my landlord, I think I've told this story, but it was like a two family house. And I was like, hey, I think we have a rat. And he's like, oh, God, they're back. And I was like, what? And apparently we lived under like a little bit of, if there's water, rats can like survive forever.
Yeah.
We lived under a little piece of water. And he said that when he first moved in, he noticed that he had rats and he went on his honeymoon and he had the exterminator come and he came back and there were 100 dead rats in the house.
God.
Jesus.
Talking about that.
Yeah.
I heard that on something that happened to that someone on a podcast.
Yeah.
You should put up like an anonymous note in your building and be like, hey, anybody else have rats? And
well, yeah, you need a cat. Get a cat. Get a cat. The cat will take care of the rats.
Yeah. We thought about I have a friend who lives above us. We were going to like put cakes in his closet or something.
Yeah, you've got to get him up there.
I genuinely don't know what to do, though.
A cat.
I'm not trying to like sleep tonight in that apartment where there's just fucking mice flying around.
Dude, if the cat shows up, they smell the cat, they get the fuck out of there. Well, have you ever seen Tom and Jerry?
Why can't we just get like a candle that smells like a cat?
Ooh. Yeah.
So
pussy candle.
That's a good idea.
Pussy candle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we texted our landlord. Dude just didn't reply.
He doesn't
get to text him.
What time was it?
Texted
him last
night.
We haven't paid him in months.
No, we did. I paid him off. I paid him off yesterday.
You're talking about rent?
Yeah, we had, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he has the upper hand here. He doesn't have to text you back.
Yeah, but I was like, hey, how do we go about this? And he was just like, we're going to send over the fucking dude who, like, fixes creaky doors in the building. I was like, what the fuck is he going to do? He's going to go and be like, oh, I don't see any mice, and then just leave.
I was thinking your whole building is probably fucked right
yeah.
now. And it's probably
it's
one
not
specific.
Just your place.
Yeah, yeah. It's the entire building is fucked. So something's like
there's probably like a dead body somewhere.
Yes. What I'm saying is what I was asking. Ask your neighbors. Like it's probably one specific apartment's like reeling them in.
Yeah.
And they're just
yeah. I mean,
around.
It could easily be a corpse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Probably.
Like
a corpse.
So many New York City lifers who live here alone, and how else would you find out if they died?
Except a rat.
Except a rat.
I just don't know what to do. I'm afraid of that as a guy that lives alone. Like if I choked on a piece of steak, like from a steak salad, like a couple months ago, and I was panicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would have just
that's
died.
That's how you died. It would be funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I bought a mouth plunger. Do you see those?
Nice.
Oh yeah,
that a real thing.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
My mom bought it for me. I have breaking news.
Oh.
I quit bars now. I saw KB's apartment.
What?
Yep, I went into KB's apartment.
And?
I was the feng shui's off.
Describe it.
A bed, a bike,
mm-hmm.
a poster for Zion National Park.
Have you been?
It's my favorite.
Is this a studio?
This all makes sense.
Geographically, the most aesthetically pleasing place in the world.
He has the largest plastic tub filled with every article of clothing he's ever owned. It's like the size of a coffin.
So no drawers, just a tub.
No drawers.
I like that.
I like that. That's efficient.
It's great.
Yeah, eight pallbearers.
He was like, yeah, it would need a... It was
not
a,
six.
It was the death of, like, Taft.
Mm-hmm. Matthew McGraw.
And then I was just like, what's this? And I thought it was... He was like, oh, that's my closet. I opened it up. It's just a fucking other room that he calls his closet, but nothing in it. He could put a desk.
You got a walk-in closet.
It is way bigger than a walk-in closet.
It's a nice-sized closet.
Yeah. It is.
You don't use
room.
That as a bedroom?
No.
He could put a desk and, like, a TV and a couch. Or not a couch.
Nothing's in there?
Nothing. He doesn't have clothes in there. It's all in the tub.
Why wouldn't you put your bed in there?
The bed won't fit.
Oh, you're misunderstanding this. Yeah, the bed fits fine in the studio apartment.
Got it.
If I tried to put it in the big closet, it wouldn't fit.
Got it. So it is a true bed. It is a closet.
It could be like a den.
Common cot could fit, maybe.
Twin could fit.
He's overplaying it.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, KB's apartment.
You might not get invited back to KB's apartment.
I
like the tub system. My dream closet is just a huge table and just have everything just laying out.
That's what I have.
Yeah, how good would that be?
That's awesome.
If it was just you walk in and it's like an enormous, enormous table, like a 20 by 20 table, and it's just everything is out so you can see it all.
Yeah.
I bought a pack of 15 black Gildan t-shirts from Amazon. I've been doing that, and it just comes in this bag, and I rip the top, and I just use it like tissues.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Up until last week, I just had all of my clothes in a massive pile in my closet.
Yeah.
The rat nest, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got a dresser. And I cleaned everything up. My room is the cleanest it's ever been. And now suddenly, mice.
Mice.
Slash rats.
More room
slash
for them to play.
You got to decide whether it's a mice and a rat. I think the rats are alphas. So if there's a rat, it would be all rats.
How would a rat get to a fifth floor?
It'll climb a pipe.
We have
rats. Rats get everywhere.
Rats are
they get everywhere.
The size of the rats that we see on the street outside our apartment, they're like foot-long rats.
Rats brought down the Mongolian Empire. I think they could handle you boys. Yeah.
Black plague.
And that's the first time y'all have ever seen a mouse there?
No. We had a mouse a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so you've had mice for a while.
Right, yeah.
This is fucked.
I have the same thing going with cockroaches right now. I saw a cockroach two weeks ago. And I was like, whatever.
I would not. I would rather.
And I opened up a cabinet the other night, and it was just cockroach city.
Oh, God.
Really?
The Nets probably brought them.
Yeah, the Nets did.
What do you even do? Get an exterminator?
Yeah.
Shoot it with a gun.
I have Raid, and I just went fucking. I probably took a couple years off my life because I inhaled a lot
I'm
of
fine
Raid.
With that.
But I just sprayed.
You got to get
insane amounts,
like the grates for like all of your drains, because they climb up those.
Yeah, and I also got the. I tweeted a picture of it. There's a. It's like a roach motel, and the tagline is they check in and they never check out.
The Eagles sang about that.
Fuck yes, yeah, I got them.
When I lived in the Bronx, our window was right like where the garbage would go underneath. And I guess I went down the Jersey Shore for a week, and I guess I left the window cracked a little bit and had a dead plant in my window. But the window was like barely cracked. Didn't think anything of it. I get back from the shore. I open up my door, and it was like, when I say there had to have been at least 600 flies.
Oh,
it was like,
I would have loved to have
it was
that.
Like when you see like a dead body in an apartment and there's that many bugs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do I do? What do you do? I guess they had gotten into the all they need is one little they were everywhere. And then they lay their eggs on everything and they keep proliferating. And I had left garbage in my trash can and whatever. So I had to throw out. The exterminator was like, you got to throw out your couch. You got to throw out your sheets. You got to throw out, you got to either deep steam everything because the fly eggs had infested. And I'm like, not that dirty of a person.
No,
it's always a shame.
No, you're dirty.
I felt so dirty. I felt like such a scumbag. You couldn't walk. They were everywhere. It felt like a fucking nightmare. It was terrible.
I would have liked to have one of those fly swatters and just go to town.
New York is brutal for humans.
It is. Yes.
It's just as someone. A lot of it. Do you think fighting in war and being overseas stationed has tempered your phobias of other things like pests?
No.
You still have the same.
Still hate.
Same fears as other normal people.
Terrified of bees. Hate that stuff.
These are fucking losers. Yeah. I'll kill a bee, no problem.
Yeah. I'm not too afraid of bees.
I'll fuck
don't bother
up.
Me.
Yeah,
but if I was allergic, if there was like a very common bug that could kill me, I'd be afraid of bees.
Bed bugs are my most terrifying thing in the world. Noun.
Lice. Yeah. Remember when Clay Travis just admitted his kids had lice? That was awesome.
That was always a big secret.
He just tweeted Delta wouldn't let me fly because my kids have lice, and we're like. Kids have lice. we kind of side with Delta here.
You guys ever have it? Lice?
I've never had lice.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly.
Never had it either.
What?
My sister.
I was a kid. Yeah. They came through the class. The whole class got it. With the comb.
Yeah, it would be funny if we had a lice outbreak at Barstool.
It would be funny. I'm shocked it only happened.
Well, in Chicago, I forget what neighborhood I was in, but I was bar hopping and I was like, is this a storefront for lice? It was a cute little, it was for kids and it looked like a cute hair salon, but the thing was lice was the sign. And it was just, you took your kids there.
Yeah, you go buy them. Yeah.
You get them de-lice.
What do you mean lice was the sign?
That was the name of the place. It was lice, no nice or something like that. It was something lice, and
you
it was
go pick them up.
Cutesy where you went and you got your kids deloused, I guess you call it. But that's how much of a problem.
What if we did? Oh yeah, so Delta pulled my family off its plane on Saturday, refused to allow us to travel home. Read the article, bud. Schools don't even send kids. Oh yeah, I think he might have.
Chances are someone on every flight has lice.
What?
He just went off on it.
Was he mad at the airline for not?
Yes, getting? Yes.
Stop.
Kids get it all the
time. He was like, stop. This is. This is not right that my kids are not also allowed to fly with lice.
How did the airline figure out the kids had lice?
They probably were itching like crazy. It was just such a great cell phone.
Never seen them check a kid's
mouth. Yeah, just went online and thinking like everyone's going to think I'm right here. And everyone's like, dude, your kids have lice?
That's a lot like when he got kicked out of the Little League.
I was going to say that he released an 8-minute video complaining about how his son's Little League ump threw him out on a controversial call.
Yeah, he thought people would be on his side.
And now he like just went off on the umpire like that was like the morally righteous thing to
do. I love when people do that shit.
10-year-olds.
They just hop online and they just think that they're going to make a great point. Everyone's like,
it's awesome.
It's like that. It's like the Tony Pizza girl.
She
had that story about how her boyfriend calls her Tony Pizza and being like, what do I do? And everyone's like, what do you mean, what do you do? That's an awesome nickname. Like, your boyfriend rocks.
What is that? Yeah, I don't know this one.
Yeah. You didn't know this?
No.
Did you find it for us?
Her boyfriend was only calling her Tony Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They started with cute nicknames,
and it evolved to Tony.
The other nicknames weren't cute.
No.
Right. I thought they started.
No.
Tony Pizza's awesome.
It was like Stinky Meat or something. You got to find it.
Marry this man.
Where's the
actual? Probably have the.
All right, here it is. Yeah. I and my boyfriend currently live together and have been together about 4 months. To explain why we're living together at the 4-month mark, we started out as roommates but then started dating. I have to say my boyfriend has never been good at pet names. Some early ones were Little Stubster and Sour Meat.
Sour Meat.
One of my nicknames for him in comparison is Little Bird. Anyway, about 2 weeks ago, he starts calling me Tony Pizza. It doesn't even make sense, and he uses it more often than my actual name. He is obsessed. It honestly bothers me that he can't even bother to find a somewhat nice nickname for me. I have had a couple of conversations with him about it, but he says he just can't think of anything better. What do I do? Is this going to become a bigger problem, or should I even address it? I hate being Tony Pizza. And obviously, the internet was like, wait, Tony Pizza's a fucking sick nickname.
Yeah.
Tony Pizza.
Sour Meat?
How did he get to Sour Meat?
Sour Meat is...
Sounds like a good band name.
Yeah, her pussy must stink.
Yeah.
At Katie Money Grabs.
You're out of a job. I think Ebony's dropped today.
I know.
What?
Yeah. There's going to be real.
Are you on OnlyFans too?
Oh, buddy. I'm at 6.5K.
Wow.
In less than a week.
I'll show my cock on your OnlyFans for you.
By all means.
Okay.
Beav is in the background of all hers, just naked.
I did have this weekend. I got into bed with him with a Bop It when he was sleeping. So Bop It, twist it, pull it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I said, twisting, bopping, and pulling him around with my Beav in bed. And it got a bunch of new subscribers because they wanted to see what I was doing in bed.
6,000 subscribers?
No, $6,000? $6,700?
$6,500. So
that's
far.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Shout out. What is it called? What is the name?
At Katie Money Grabs.
Katie Money Grabs.
Yeah.
And you said you will show puss?
Eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a slippery slope, but it's addicting. Like, probably eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you'll get to a point where, like, you do, like, a video that's, like, right on the edge, and you'll get everyone buying it. You'll be like, well, guess I
might as well. Now
I got one card left to play.
Yeah.
Well, I've been sending people. People are like who private message me like, come on, send me a little something. I've been sending them pics of you. And then I say, oh, my bad, wrong pick. And then I leave them hanging, kind of edging them out for more.
I feel like you are the best bang for your buck because there is like a mystery element.
I do, yeah.
And guys are still getting off talking to you.
Well, did you see the photo I sent you guys this weekend? Who thought that was me, by the way, that I sent a photo of me naked hanging?
I think it was Sass.
Okay.
No.
What? No, I didn't even see this.
Some guy was like, tell me to wedgie myself. And he tipped me $5. And so I was like, go wedgie yourself, you little bitch.
The new way you say this out, you used to give him an audio message or a video.
I texted it back to him. I was like, go wedgie yourself. Well, then he sent me a picture of him wedging himself, and it was pathetic. I said, that's Che level. That's nothing. That's pathetic. I want a real wedgie, you little worm. No. And he sent me back. Did you see the photo in there?
Yes.
Oh, wait, now I know what
you're
talking about.
He hung himself up.
A real picture.
Show it?
I thought that was a picture from Google.
No,
can we show it.
That's a real. You have to hide his. You have to hide his username. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
but he used a series of bungee cords to hang himself off his like back.
You're a
door.
Dog.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Really weird. I didn't know that was real.
No, that
this
was
isn't
real.
Weird. This is something you can get from Kate.
Yeah, I will.
Whereas
other
OnlyFans contributors will only give you pictures of their clothed body.
Yeah, but
you've seen millions of times.
Yeah.
You will put them through a workout.
Also, guys are sending me their, guys are sending me their dick pics, and most are really nice. Like, can I send you my dick? And
most are really nice.
No, the guys are nice to ask, and I say by all means. The only thing is, I won't open it. I tell them that, but I say I will grade your dick through the fuzzy like fuzz, so I can see like an outline of it, kind of. So I give them a replay of what I think their dick is like, and I try and be.
So there haven't been any dicks that got a click from you?
Oh, I did a couple, but by accident.
I did a couple.
By accident, because some of them look like they could be something else, and I'm like, "Is this a joke?" So I click it, and it is a dick. But
all right, so if anybody wants to fool you, I could just be like, "Hey, just wanted to say you made me smile today," and then you open it as my fucking cock.
It's your cock. You absolutely.
That's crazy.
If you want to do that, Katie Money Grabs.
Let's blow you up, because I think a lot of the apprehension comes from they don't want to be perceived as this creep that you're.
No, normalized Kate.
If it was like Instagram or Twitter, or whatever, that's different. But this is OnlyFans.
What about something for the more laid back, the more tame individual,
the vanilla boys?
What do you mean? What do you
like?
Mean?
Something like me, like I say I wanted to subscribe, but like in my head, that's very creepy.
Yeah. I have a lot. Most of the subscribers, I feel like, are from the Yak, because a lot of them are calling me C-A-T-E. They're calling me Yak Kate, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I'm just here to support for the slush fund.
Yeah, let's just support the Yak by subscribing to Kate.
Because a portion is going to the slush fund.
I'll subscribe, and we can all do it.
Yeah, everyone subscribe to my own.
Yeah, I'll subscribe.
I want to see how big you can get.
Thank you, Kyle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's brave.
It's not weird.
That's awesome.
There is no stigma. We're going to all subscribe.
An OnlyFans account.
We're all going to subscribe to Kate.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to make a new one, or do you?
Let me just see what I can do.
You already linked up? Your card's already linked up?
And it's done.
I did wonder if any coworkers were following, like anyone from the third floor. Like, I just wanted to know.
I can think of at least
Lenny's
two.
Been on that shit.
Yeah.
His budget has to be out of control.
It is addicting, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's something about
OnlyFans?
It.
OnlyFans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seeing the money roll in?
DJ, should we not put the subscribers up? Because I feel like people might fuck with us.
It's gone up 100 since we put it up.
Okay. All right.
I will tell. I promise.
Please subscribe.
This. If you subscribe to the Yak, I will put a spicy photo on my OnlyFans. So send it to your.
Are you drinking hot sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost one, Kate.
Absolutely.
Oh, we lost a couple.
Oh, so this is gonna go.
It'll go the other way.
They're gonna fuck with us. Now.
Yeah, they're gonna fuck with us.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Brandon, how was your?
Come on,
dickheads.
Be nice.
The ride was fine, but I don't like the beach.
God damn it.
You don't like the beach?
I don't like the beach I'm at, no.
You miss my dad's?
I do miss your dad's. Huh? Very tastefully done apartment. I'm at a beach I don't like.
Why?
They knock everybody off at 7 o'clock. I got there at 5 o'clock yesterday, and they had stopped selling beach tags, so they wouldn't let me on the beach. I couldn't go to the beach.
And like you said, when you have kids,
it's a beach. You should be able to walk around.
Yeah.
They get real mad.
Yeah, and I had to explain to a 5-year-old why we couldn't go on the beach, because we didn't get here in time to buy the tags. And
they take it off, TJ.
Oh, yeah.
Take it off, TJ.
let's stop acknowledging it.
Take it off, TJ. Yeah, we got to stop acknowledging it, because that will just.
Yeah.
I think that, and even when we get close to 100, they're going to fuck with us and go down.
Should we wait till we get to like 100?
We just shouldn't acknowledge it.
We should end the show right before 100K.
It's just like, be nice to us, guys. We really want to get to 100K. It's something that, you know.
We're giving you a 12-hour show.
Also, the fans should want, like, this is all, we're all in this together.
Yeah, I genuinely really care about this.
Right.
Also, we're doing a 12-hour show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we decided what time of day we're going to do that at?
Let's do 2-2.
We timed it well for football season, too.
1-1.
2-2 sounds good.
I think
reason.
We do.
Brandon has a show at 5.
Yeah, we'll just
in here though. It's in
on.
Here.
Perfect.
I think we go 5-5.
Overnight.
I think it'd be
I like
funny.
Starting
to do,
early.
No, not overnight.
Awesome. No, I
early
like starting
morning.
Early.
Oh.
Early morning.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
I actually like
just
that.
Rock
I like
that all day long because
yeah,
everyone's at work.
I could do that.
Well, that's a good
I
idea.
I like a 5 a.m. start.
Yeah, we're like we're basically like a morning show. Yeah. We'd do the whole radio day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you allow call-ins that day? I feel like that makes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the time would get there.
I don't know why, but 6-6 sounds better.
Yeah. You have your fucking stupid little show.
Oh, that's going to be awesome that Brandon has to just do another hour.
Yeah,
hey, Brandon, see ya.
I would like to do 6-6.
Yeah, so just getting in at 6 sounds so much better than getting in at 5.
But you have your show.
Well, we'll do something that day. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't know.
If we did it on a Friday, we don't have Brandon's show.
Yeah.
Ah.
That would kind of ruin the weekend.
What if we did it on either Thursday or Monday and just rolled in, like, we could just watch the game, but that could knock out kind of 3.5 hours.
You just want to watch the game.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What game?
No, we're entertainers, Che.
Well, yeah,
we're
we would
talk
still talk
all
and stuff
the 12
like that,
hours.
But it would just...
That would just be a gambling live stream, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, but it, I mean, knocks out 25% of it.
Yeah, I don't understand. He's so proud of himself because of what he did or disappointed in himself. So whatever he says this week is
yeah, let's talk about surviving Barstool.
Oh, yeah, Che, reminded me of the show you were on.
Steven just sat down.
He's never sat down.
In way. What... This sucks for him because until Surviving Barstool comes out, we'll just hold this over his head.
Yeah.
And does it come out? I think it comes out at the end of August, right?
No, I think I'm going to push it back.
Fuck yeah.
2023. Steven, are you getting ready for Dad a Day?
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
We're like 2 or 3 weeks away.
Yep. A lot of prep. Was diving into Warren Sharp's book a lot this weekend.
I saw so, you, yeah.
So really Warren Sharp could just do it.
So it'll be Thursday. No, I think it should be Thursday, the kickoff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
That night,
afternoon,
that
yeah.
afternoon, yeah.
I'm so excited.
So excited. Dad a Day is one of my favorite days.
When does the season start?
Right after Labor Day. Thursday after Labor Day. Yeah.
Damn, wait.
Yeah.
Boys excited?
Oh, yeah.
You hear about Flacco says?
I did. Devastating?
Well,
It's devastating what's going on with him.
Nope.
That's really good.
Yeah. You got it.
I'm happy for him.
Everybody is, yeah.
He's killing it.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Thank you.
Don't buddy me,
polarized sunglasses, Brandon?
Thank you, fella, huh?
You ever use polarized glasses?
I've never have, no.
Great for spotting fish
see,
in the water.
You can see the fish in the
I don't
water.
I don't like that.
It's cheating.
It's cheating?
It's cheating.
So
I don't like
bait?
Any, I do, but I don't like anything that creates a competitive advantage between me and the fish.
I love
it's
that
a
little
fish and you're a man.
You can't see them like
I wanted to be a 50-50.
You guys are on the equal playing, field.
And just throws
water.
A hook
you
into
should,
the water.
If you wanted to be 50-50, you should swim and catch them with your hands.
That would be 50-50.
Yeah. Kyle does it.
Yeah, you haven't.
Did you hear from that gynecologist?
Oh, and Kyle does it too.
I did not hear from him, no.
You've been having a ton of lookalikes pop up.
You too, though.
Yeah.
I think that's just being a person.
Yeah, it might be. Mm-hmm. But you look like that helicopter pilot as well.
And the BMX guy.
Oh, the BMX guy looked exactly
all of your guys
like
are
him?
Extreme.
I know.
Extreme
mine
doppelgangers.
Are all extreme. Just,
they're probably all Kyle.
The BMX oh my God. Guy looked a lot like me.
BMX guy, I thought, was a Photoshop.
That's the,
did
yeah,
you see it?
No.
Yeah, so many people said that.
I haven't seen the BMX
where does that
guy.
Exist?
I'll check.
I can check.
By the way, y'all got the BFW bump on anus this week.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Huge. Big. Yeah,
it was huge. Thank you for... is this him? No, that's not the one.
It's in a parking lot.
That guy's that's a petty cab driver. That's not extreme.
No, that's as extreme.
That's just
yeah.
Like he looks more like him when he pulls up in that.
Yeah.
That's not it, but I'm kind of convincing myself now.
Yeah, it is. That's him.
I'll find it.
Maybe that should be a punishment. That'd be great.
Ebony petty said, "Shout there. A bitch out, securities."
Oh, she's got a
on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans now?
I believe so. Yeah,
everybody has one.
I was gone for Grit Week, and I feel like I missed the OnlyFans.
Oh,
fans.
You missed a lot.
I was Everest equivalent.
Wave.
Oh, you're the poorest person at the company now.
Yeah. I dominated it. It was so easy that
was it easy?
Well, I ate mushrooms for the second half.
Oh damn! How long did it take you guys?
It was like probably about 4 hours.
That's so funny.
We also did Everest equivalent off my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
So, like, when we stopped for a break, I just paced around get more time, to get more distance.
That's good for the team. No.
How many miles is it? What is it, like
it was 5.5.
Yeah, that means.
Oh, that's
and
not too bad.
Pretty much all of our, we walked up for about an hour, and then the rest of the time was, like, walking laterally around the mountain.
That's hilarious.
I actually thought Ari was going to die, though, at one point, because he was struggling.
How where were you? Where would you guys hike?
Chautauqua in Boulder.
Oh, nice.
We were like, it's where the sorority girls hike. And we're like, oh, we're going to nail this. And then when we got there, we realized, like, sorority girls are kind of in good shape.
Yeah they are. Yeah.
So we were getting fucking passed by, like, dogs, by, like, little kids. Everyone was passing us on the way up Everest.
That's hilarious. Cool. Was everyone else doing Everest, or were you guys just doing it solo?
No, we were just doing it solo. We had the flags, right. The Nepalese flags.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Any snow at the top?
No, I the person who gave me cocaine, I actually gave it away.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Colorado is, you know, we all know it's mountainous, but it's more so than anyone would imagine.
Yeah. That's an astute point.
It's really beautiful.
True. I was looking at
that. That was a really good way of entering the conversation.
Yeah, but I was looking at the top 200 highest peaks in America.
As one would do.
Alaska dominates like the very top front, like the top 20.
Denali.
And then after that, it's all in Colorado.
Right.
Nothing even like on the east of the Mississippi.
It's fucking beautiful.
So many high
peaks.
I think Texas has some big ones.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Wrong.
I think they do.
Yeah, that's
usually
no.
When he says something outlandish like this, he always proves us wrong. So,
so we gotta look it up. I don't think so.
Well, I think western area is mountainous, but as far as the high peaks, Colorado.
Yeah,
we have
tallest
to
point
to
in Texas.
Colorado.
We go to Alaska Saturday.
We do, yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
How long?
Know that.
7 days.
Damn.
You feel the oxygen at all up there?
No, not
the altitude.
Really. No, I was good.
Yeah.
How high was the peak?
We were like
8,000,
40,000 feet up.
Oh, damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
This.
What is this? No, that's not.
That's wrong.
Guadalupe Peak? What?
3,000.
8,000. That's neat.
8,000 is pretty good.
8,000 is a lot. West Virginia's
especially,
Spruce Knob,
I'm assuming,
it's like 4,000.
Yeah.
Can you look up like the top 10 tallest?
So the West
in
and
America?
The East is no comparison.
Aria did have altitude poisoning, Sass. He like started puking. This was
really?
Before the hike.
Oof. From being in Colorado.
We were playing frisbee golf. We were walking around, and it was, But yeah, no, I felt fine. You're kind of a pussy. Did have oxygen tanks. The sprays.
Those things don't do shit.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You just
literally just they're like $40.
You feel like an asshole when you use it.
That was a Shark Tank product, wasn't it? When I was in Telluride, I was at a bar, and I had one of those on me, and I... it was all like locals because Telluride, like the base is like ground level is like 10,000 feet or 8,000 feet or something like that. And I was like super like lightheaded and stuff. And I was at a bar and you could tell like everyone there knew each other. And I spilt my drink and then this big ass canister of oxygen like falls out of my body around. And I was like, dude, I feel like the biggest fucking loser.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Speaking of peaks, TJ, can you find that video I just tweeted like maybe an hour ago? I think we should do this as a punishment. I don't know if you guys saw this.
The bike
ride? Yeah.
Dude.
We should do this as a punishment.
You couldn't pay me.
One person should have to go do this.
It's going
to
be me.
What is this?
So what should Nick do?
It's a bike ride. It's a bike race down a glacier. And it's fucking
awesome.
Oh, I
saw this.
Because it's just an entire wreck.
Did you see they saw a Sasquatch walking down a glacier?
Yes.
Watch this. It's just everyone eating shit.
Oh, God.
I mean, everybody's just falling.
It's so awesome.
There has to be deaths.
Oh, yeah.
This rules. Look at the guy, like, struggling to crawl.
Yeah, that's
you awesome. Could watch this 100 times and pick out a different
pile.
Person.
Yeah, look at that pile.
Oh, my God.
Looks like spiders.
I want to do
looks
this
like spiders.
So bad.
Well, yeah, the shading, the color scheme makes them look like critters.
Look at them just sliding.
How would you get... I guess they're all going around the edge.
Yeah,
I've just been picking out a different guy.
Yeah, you can pick out a different guy every time and just,
and they just
like,
wait
till
they fall. It's,
yeah, everyone's falling.
My guy's still up, down, shit.
Oh, my guy stayed up.
My made it all the way through?
Yeah.
Wait, can you go to the beginning? Was there one guy that just fucking...
It's one guy.
Yeah, there's a few guys that just cruised right down. And then if one guy falls...
Yeah, you got to get out in front.
Falls.
I mean, they must have been so pissed at that one dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to know. There he is.
Guy on the left just took out the whole goddamn mountain.
You blame him.
Oh, and then that was it.
Jesus.
Oh, that
going.
Guy got
how did that guy.
Oh, my
rules,
God.
Dude.
How did
yeah,
he
holy
that
shit.
Guy?
Fucking rules. That guy crawling
at,
is so
going to go down the pit?
Oh, man.
Oh,
go back. I want to see that. He hit him behind the legs. He fucking slid into the back of his legs. Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Twice?
God.
Oh,
fuck.
Let me grab
this
bike.
This is awesome because you know from what you know about cyclists, like they're not laughing about
no, them. They're very mad.
No.
They're like Pierre just
with, like,
up the whole
of
race.
That's awesome.
What town is this in?
It's the Alps, the French Alps or something.
Oh, they're French even better.
Yeah.
Is this a recent video?
Orcs.
Yeah, it is. The reason why it looks like it's black and white is just because of the sun exposure. Like, right. It went up, and you could see that the sky was blue. So it's just, yeah, when they zoom in, you could see colors. But yeah, it does. At first, you're like, what year is this?
I feel like that would be hilarious awesome. In the moment.
Now they're all working together to try to get down.
I never watched all the way to the end because I got so...
What is their behavior after they crash? They look like they completely give up.
I don't think they're racing anymore. I think they're like
yeah,
on
they
team
all
now.
Gave up.
Oh, look, these guys are going. No, they're going.
Going back?
Yeah, they're hopping back on.
Others just crawled off the ledge.
Oh, that's like rocky?
Falling. They're not even moving.
It's ice. It's just...
Like that
it's
bank?
Ice. It's a glacier.
So they hit those rocks hard and just...
Oh,
greened.
Yes. Oh, this slow-mo? That's the guy who fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Well, that guy just that, barely
oh,
out.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
This guy runs over this guy's
head. You're
Is that a shoe? I think that's a shoe.
I love the guys who
go back.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a shoe.
Yeah, that's a piece.
That would suck the most.
Losing a shoe?
What a glacier.
One shoe?
Sure. Oh, wet sock.
And you know they're like clipping bikes probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So you're in that position. You have to go all the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can do.
A lot of crawling.
Holy shit.
They're also hurt.
These people just sliding. There's an errant bike just going down. Rogue. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So much.
Oh, there's Kyle.
Oh,
Kyle's so extreme. Extreme KBs are the best.
Whoa!
They've been everywhere lately. They've been everywhere.
That is. How long did it take you to learn that?
That's just your face, dude.
I haven't had a chain on my bike in 7 years. Oh, cool. Neither have I. I haven't had a bike.
Yeah, that's just, oh, yeah.
Take it easy, too, on the
you,
shirt.
Dude.
It's you.
That's completely done.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Jesus.
You're badass.
That's hilarious.
I think the helicopter pilot looks like him as well.
Yeah.
And that got me into a wormhole of watching like these helicopter pilots pick up guys that work on power lines.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like cool. For like emergency situations?
No, they just like,
how
that's
they
get them.
How they get them.
Yeah. Damn. Have you seen that, Zah? I said, you look perplexed.
I mean, it's something that's right up my alley. Now I'm gonna be looking at that.
Do y'all know where Zah went today?
Where? Club fitting?
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Hey, oh, hell happened. Yeah.
It
there
happened.
You go.
Zah, your tweet made me laugh very hard this weekend when you're like, I've played a lot of parking,
truck parking simulator.
Parking simulator. What an outrageous way to introduce something.
I mean, that's.
That was awesome. Fun.
That's
just
like
played a lot of it.
Yeah, that's like trust the process in a tweet. But yeah, no, I do on my phone. Truck simulator.
Do you go back and forth from vehicles or do you have times where you'll just rip truck for a few months then
nah,
plane?
It's more so the parking simulators, so I play the speedboat.
The
I do the speedboat
the
one.
Worst thing ever.
I do the speedboat
traffic
one.
Simulator.
That's fucking miserable.
So I do the speedboat one.
Okay.
So that helps you with the
Wait.
You learn how to like
so
drift
like backing
and shit
a boat
like
into water.
Can we put a video on him? Can he do it for us real quick?
I do it on my phone.
Yeah, I know. Take out your phone. And we get a I want to watch you do it.
I would like to
we'll
watch
figure
you
it
park.
Out. Tomorrow?
We'll set up like a stream, yeah.
So are you parking right. Like
tomorrow
a semi truck?
Yeah, so yeah, so oh. Semis, we're
you
doing
to, like,
semis for the
up.
Trailer, yeah. So that's why I've yeah. tried that move, but I've like not been able to do it.
You still didn't get
pull
it?
Pull up the move,
nope.
TJ.
You should
I want to watch you I want to have a show where we just watch you park shit.
Yeah, we could do that during the marathon.
Yeah, actually that's great. That's perfect. We'll just do an hour straight of Zah parking shit.
Mm. Each hour can have a little.
That would be
theme.
A great, yeah.
Yeah, every hour great could be something somebody's best.
Yeah, Zah, I put in hella hours on trailer truck parking simulator.
Wait,
like, I didn't even watch the video. I just saw that.
This
first
is amazing.
Line,
it is amazing.
Wait, is this a video game?
No, this is
a
real life.
That's
this
a
real
life.
Okay. This guy's just a badass.
He's gonna park it in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I once got hired to do this to park semi trailers, and I
first
did it for 2 hours.
Right here,
quit.
How is he even doing that?
Yep.
It's moving on an axis almost.
Uh huh.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, he's good.
That's.
Wow.
Incredible.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh. Hella hours. Yeah, you kind of missed it though.
Oh, you got to correct it.
No,
you straighten out. It would have been cooler if you didn't have to straighten out.
It would have been.
Wow.
Oh, just being honest, just judging it, I'd give it a 9.9.
Fire.
That one little.
Yeah, I mean, you. If he had done it all in one move,
mm-hmm.
This video has 14 million views on Twitter.
14 million?
Zah's 13 million of them.
It was on 10 when I tweeted it out.
Zai, I saw that plane landing during 40 mile an hour, like tailwinds. That
the crosswind stuff?
Oh, yeah, everyone just went to the account.
My pilot buddy was buzzing about that.
That shit is nuts.
Sent it to him.
The way they come in, like, sideways, it's, like, crazy.
Who's that big guy? Another big guy?
Another big guy?
There's a big guy over there.
I don't see a big guy. It's a small guy.
Oh, there was a big guy.
Oh, no, there was a big guy. I just saw him.
I believe you, there was a big guy.
I see tons of small men.
Yeah.
How big?
Where's the big boy?
What's going on?
He's wearing a big, bright shirt.
Somebody had a hell of a lunch.
Fresh Express.
Okay.
Sass, how many times have you been tagged in that female lookalike of you?
Oh, that's another one, and that is a good
one. Sass doesn't have his headphones on.
I don't.
Look, girl Sass.
Don't really work.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. I don't think that we look alike at all.
Yeah, something about
I think you guys
eyes.
Are wearing the same outfit, like,
can
now.
You, can you play the video? Is
remember
she,
when
is
Brianna
saying?
Said that her friend looked like me, and that was the meanest tweet ever, and she
didn't
realize it?
By far, yeah.
She
looks
was like,
so
what?
Much like it.
She's like, what? What's the problem? It's like, well... I'm a large man, and
But she was like, "Oh, you're a handsome guy."
Yeah,
like, yeah. Well,
if you're not offended, I'm not offended.
Right.
Oh man.
I get told I look like Fights all the time.
Really? Fights has a million doppelgangers. Fights, yeah. He gets so many, and they're all genders.
Wasn't he the face of like Swiss Durex condoms?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he looked like that tomato.
He looked like a
tomato.
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a porn doppelganger too. Mm-hmm.
Tomato was fantastic.
Yeah. That was a great tomato. Should we spin the wheel?
Yeah.
And you had that autistic kid at Great Wolf Lodge?
Oh, that was identical to you.
Yeah, that
autistic
kid. It was so close to that. I was like, wait. The only reason I wasn't me was his nipples were a little off.
It was identical. It was an autistic kid laying in a wave pool. Yeah.
It was like autistic kids love like sensory, you know, feelings like being in a wave pool, and it was just me.
Yeah, it was like to you, it's just a wave pool.
We find that it was me.
It's like a child.
It was him.
It was an adult.
It was Dan.
It was me.
Okay. I'm just making sure it wasn't like a
we
young
can find
child.
It. You'll see it. And you'll be like, "That's you." It was 100% me.
It's shocking. Yeah. I want to see this.
Yeah.
Are we?
I can try to find it. You want to spin the wheel? I'll try to find it.
Are we pro Great Wolf Lodge? I feel like
I am very pro.
That should be pro. Yeah, it's
I'm very pro.
Have you been?
I've never been.
Yeah.
Been?
Is it a chain or like?
I think
a
it's dependent
it.
On been the
kids. It
fucking rules.
It rules.
Well, there's one in, like, the Wisconsin Dells.
I went to one in the Poconos.
The one in California sucks.
It's a chain.
Yeah, well,
why you would need one in California?
I think the best time to bring a kid is when they're a little too old for it, and they can just, like, dominate it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then, well, there's no touchscreen entries or check-ins,
now.
So y'all have to wait. It's just very...
It's also a very primal place, because there's only a set amount of chairs and places and towels, and people get protective and... You'll see some fights.
That gets people fired up. Yeah. Limited chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Limited chairs will fuck people up in a hurry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spin it.
Kind of rude to the wheel there, Brandon.
No, I don't think I was. I was ready to see the wheel.
What is monster? Oh, monsters. What is monster dip? You
got
to find.
I got it.
You put a big chew in, or you could take a big old plunge.
It'd really be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Any kind of dip, a seven layer.
What if I brought a huge thing of like, chip dip?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that.
I haven't had a good chip dip in a while.
They're so underrated.
Yeah. Buffalo chicken dip.
I have this idea for like an appetizer restaurant.
That is a dip.
Where it's just dips. A rotating cast of dips.
Dips?
So it's like, you come in.
Oh, the melting pot.
There's,
are we dry?
Oh.
Yeah, we're dry. Oh. We find the
fondue place.
It's different, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like a serve yourself.
Also, I think melting pot's going now. At least a couple have.
I would like just a sauce buffet.
No, dude.
Where you get just set dippers.
What vehicle?
Crackers, cheeses.
I kind of,
and you just try different sauce.
There's.
I don't know what melting pot.
Autism heaven. No worries, no judgment.
So is that water cold, Dan?
That is just you.
That's me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's me. You know, it wasn't the nipples. Nipples are spot on. It's a nipple ganger. It was the fact that he has.
Yeah.
It is a spot on nipple ganger. It's the armpit hair. I don't have dark armpit hair.
Really?
Everything else.
Really?
Everything else is me.
Huh.
Yeah, look, my nipples.
I have to see more of him.
That's your nipples.
That's my nipples.
Is your exact
nipple ganger.
Oh my god!
Oh, my god.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, you don't.
Oh.
So that was the only thing that made it be like, because at first I was like, that is me. I don't. They took a video of me because I have been in a Great Wolf Lodge, and I've also down a water slide, and I was like, that's me. But yeah,
can we find the actual video of it? I want to see it. If there's other angles, or
I think it was just a picture.
And that guy, like, is kind of like, why the fuck did you post this? Like, whoever took that video of him, I feel like people like group autism, and like they still like they know what's going on.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Chris actually wrote a great blog on Friday.
Like, yeah, Chris's blog was phenomenal.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah, how
said it time and time again. He's the best dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. In my opinion.
Okay, fine.
The best dude?
Yeah.
No, it's fact.
I don't know what you're getting takes off.
Nope.
There's
a big
Barstool.
Guy.
Oh, that guy.
There's a big guy.
There's a big guy.
That big guy works here.
That's Sausage.
Oh.
That guy works here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not Sausage.
Really? I thought that was Sausage.
Yeah,
no way.
I've worked here.
He's been here for a while.
That's not Sausage.
No, Rico's showing him around.
In my mind, that's who
it is. Yeah, that's not. That guy doesn't
work here. Rico's showing him around.
He does work here.
Guy works here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a couple years.
Credit to Sausage for sticking at Barstool after getting that nickname.
I didn't know this. He drove me back from the shore on one Monday morning.
Yeah, Sage is a great dude, but getting the nickname Sausage is brutal.
Is it?
Rucker's guy.
Yeah, I think it's brutal. Is it not?
It's fine.
There's no Tony Pizza.
Being called a sausage.
Sour meat?
Yeah.
Sour
but
meat?
It's part of the name.
Steven's fucking cracking up.
Oh, the video.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, damn.
That's me.
Oh, damn. Ruined it.
Ruined it.
Not
ruin
anymore.
It. Shouldn't have watched it. Fuck.
Wait, is he not white?
I think he's. I don't think he is. No.
Yeah, that is it.
Wait, but he was when he was laying down.
Yeah, that was me laying down, and then when he stood up, it's just.
How did somebody realize this then?
Yeah,
that doesn't look like you at all.
At all.
Not even a little bit.
Oh.
What happened?
He got reverse whitewashed. Hispanic man. I think he was a child before that.
What? Huh.
Yeah, that kind of ruined it.
That guy did not look.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like from that other angle, we thought it was.
I thought it was me.
Yeah.
Like I saw it and was like, "Is that me?" Shit. Fucking crazy.
We should remake it.
Yeah, we should.
That's something you would do too.
Yeah.
You would do it more as like a joke, but
yeah,
he was in his comfort.
You think it's a joke, but I need it for
the stimulation.
Yes, exactly.
I bet it just feels awesome, though.
Oh, yeah. That looked great.
Brennan, what's the shirt today?
You're autistic.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Newman.
The undershirt?
No, I abandoned the undershirt.
Good.
Good. You were a loser when you did that.
Yeah, so there's my skin right there.
That's one of your more meta shirts because it has the guy from Jurassic Park on it, but it's also the pattern of the shirt that he wore in Jurassic Park.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a real... Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a thinker when it comes to shirts.
Yep. How many did you buy?
I bought two.
No, you own more than two of those.
I didn't say it. No. Two different questions. I bought two, and then they saw it and sent me a bunch of shirts.
No free ads, but.
No free ads. But they happened to hit me right at the time where I started living out of a suitcase. I haven't had a house in 2 months, so it's been easy to just grab them and go. Mm. I'm living for the next 2 weeks in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
Beautiful.
How long are you out there for? 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Uh-huh.
Not bad.
Uh-huh.
I think I was going to ask a different question, and that just came out.
But you said you don't like it?
No, I just don't like the way they do the beach down there.
I think every beach in Jersey besides Atlantic City you have to pay to go on.
I did State Park. And Sea Isle and then in Cape May, I never had to pay. I think they were just very lackadaisical about the idea.
Remember the Chris Christie picture? He closed all the beaches for COVID, and he was
sitting.
A chopper got him. It was like the funniest. He looked like a sausage just fucking hanging out by himself.
The way his body.
Jesus.
Who are these boys?
DJ, check your DMs
he's coming.
On Twitter.
Oh, I thought he was coming in here.
The way Chris Christie's body looks in a baseball uniform is the best.
Best.
Yeah.
He's got some great pictures. The M&M into the M&Ms.
I got a...
Yeah, can you zoom out?
He just knows he got fucking caught.
Yeah, he got caught, but the zoom out is the funniest part.
Who took
part.
The picture? Was like this a drone?
It was like a helicopter or a drone. Yeah, there it is. There's the zoom out.
They had a full setup,
there it is.
Too.
Look at that. Yep. He's just fucking...
Knows he's busted.
No one but his family's on the beach.
I mean, that kind of...
Do you think you're not going to get caught, though?
Yeah.
He shut down the beaches, then went?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Did he do something illegal?
Well, he shut down the beach.
Yeah. Well, he also, I mean, if he shuts them down, he knows nobody else is going to be out there when COVID's going on.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Well, wait, what was the other one? Where he was dumping the candy box
into the
other candy box?
Yeah, the M&M's into the M&M's. Oh, yeah, he accosted some dude.
PJ, can you pull up the DM I just sent you on Twitter? So my Aunt Peggy, she texts me. She's down in Wildwood, down the Jersey Shore. And she'll send me, like, look, it's the tip of a dolphin penis sticking out of the water. Like, she sends me all the wacky things that she sees down there.
Yeah.
And she sent me an all-timer this weekend. So that right there is human shit.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
She said, yes, that is human shit on the beach. Some poor woman was rushing to the bathroom, but it started running down her leg as she walked. Aside from being plagued by the accompanying smell, it has provided great entertainment as we watch people almost step in it as they walk in the water. We do call out to protect them, but there have been a few who stepped in it. Mike says, I'm sick for taking this.
Oh.
Why does that... that sand looks like it is harder than concrete.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yeah, what is that?
That's a lot of shit.
I would definitely think that was ice cream.
Don't you think you would? I would go to, if you're got to shit that bad, you just got to go to the water, I think.
Yeah, you got to aqua juice.
Yeah, that's why I thought. Sorry for sharing that. But
no, that was a good share.
That was a good shit.
Oh, man.
Right, I would run straight into the ocean.
Yep. If you know it's like now or never, like you got to go to the ocean. You can't.
Or dig a hole and just sit in the hole.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Put a towel around you.
How long are you
going to
sit in the hole?
For a while.
You guys never did sand diapers back in the day?
No.
Where you go into the hot sand after you get out of the cold sand and you go and sit in a circle and you dig your own holes. And you...
What?
Sand diapers?
So you're all sitting in a semicircle shitting?
No, you're just peeing.
Oh, okay.
Just... Still.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we have penises, so we just pee.
Right, just
okay.
Yeah,
right. Walk into waist deep water and it's done.
Nice way to warm up after you get
out. Whip it out and pee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is.
That was one of the. That was like a Pittsburgh toilet.
You got a good share and then a bad share.
That was a bad share.
Would you bring that technique back for the OnlyFans?
Yes, I would. Yes, I certainly would.
Subscribe to the Yak. 100,000. Kate's gonna do it.
Yep. Piss myself in the sand.
Oh,
that's just pure weakness. That's human weakness.
Not being able to hold it.
On the sand?
I can tell that I hate that person.
No, you're not a shy shitter. You go shit.
No, that's nothing to do with shyness. It's like your body reaches a point of discomfort that you just break down because you can't handle it anymore.
No, wrong.
And then you just let your bowels.
Sometimes the asshole goes into business for itself.
Sometimes the asshole like gyrates.
I believe that's just the result of human weakness.
You let out minute long farts in public. Not hyperbole. They last for a minute.
For effect. This person, this was obviously humiliating for her. She is so weak physically and mentally that as soon as there was pain and she felt like she couldn't, she just gave up.
Oh. So you promised me there's no point where you'd ever shit yourself.
I don't think.
Is it impossible?
I don't think so.
So many times.
I would have the control, the disciplinary control, to not just make it slightly run down my leg where I could hide it.
You would. It would be.
That is a very
say,
weak
never
person.
Been,
let's like, do sugar-free gummy bears on our 12-hour yak.
Yeah.
I would never explode.
Yes, you would.
Dude, that means
I
you
think
just,
I could.
Honestly, that means you've never been hungover enough.
No.
I've shit myself
you don't party
hungover
hard enough.
No.
Yeah, you don't party hard enough.
No. That's weakness.
I probably have
when you have to
a
shit
bathroom
like that,
emergency 3 times a week.
Yeah. I once drank 14 Guinnesses, and then the next day I went to take a piss in an alley and just shit myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never
Wait
shit
a minute,
myself
you shit
either.
Yourself on the yak.
Yeah, that's true. When
you
lifted
your legs up to fart, you could see the turd
right.
Pile.
But even then, I think I weighed the risk-reward, and I was like, this isn't going to splatter out of my pants onto the ground in very visible form. Like, I think this would be funny if I did shit myself slightly. That is a weak human being.
Or she was funny as well.
Dude, but like when you have to shit like that, it's like you have no choice.
Right.
Like, it's like you don't really
we always have choices.
I don't think you do.
She's never felt that much pain for that long of a time. So she's like, I'm too weak for this. It's going to come out.
I think down the shore, especially, the house is so far, and that mentally just crushes you. You're like, there's no way I'm going to make it.
Oh,
like,
Kyle, you shit.
Shit your pants.
I did, okay?
But yeah, but there's the video where you could see the lump come out from his asshole.
Wait, you had a anus episode you came into the recording with fishy poop in your pants.
Oh, yeah, you had an oil discharge.
Oh, the cuttlefish.
That was the Yak podcast era.
Oh, yes, that was Best of the Yak.
Yeah.
So you shit yourself.
There's been a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But all at your own will.
Yeah.
You did it because you weighed the risk-reward and you thought it was fine.
Right.
Okay.
Even if it was subconsciously, yeah.
Did I just go, like, lean down to sniff?
Yeah, you went for it. I could still smell that one. It was fishy.
Nick, can you confirm?
Cannot, Steve. I'm too distracted. Something smells like fish.
What's going on? I'm the producer. You want me to fix it?
Fish in here? Come over here.
So at this point, at this point, you could pause it. I knew I shit myself.
Yeah.
So that's when I figured out you knew. And I was like, how do I play this the best way?
I forgot all about that.
Wait a minute. Do you admit it in the video?
Not necessary.
I'm smelling Kyle's lap.
Did you drop the pizza on you?
Oh, am I underneath?
I think I dropped.
Do you have a pussy?
You reek right now.
No, you're producing this.
Do you have a vagina? Uh-oh. Yeah, oh, my God. He's running out.
Did you shit your pants?
Actually? No, this actually is not a joke now.
He actually ran out of here in shame.
I think he shit his pants. I want this to be like looked at like those viral YouTube videos where they're like interrogating like serial killers and stuff, and I want them to like zoom in on your facial expressions and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Yeah, it was hard to feign like confidence. I was definitely embarrassed.
I want
to
see, but can you point out the exact second you know you got caught?
I'm pretty sure you had me go nose to his chair, Big Cat.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You would do anything back then.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at his face.
So like there I know for a fact, so I'm panicking right now. I do that for the head shake. And now I'm thinking in my head, what do I do? I definitely laugh. I don't try to like act too embarrassed. I'm part of the joke. I'm laughing with you.
Do you have a pussy?
So I'm like, the best case scenario is to leave. Yep. And that's how you pull it off.
Okay.
So you think, what do you think that lady could have done differently? Before she exploded on the beach.
First, there's many like physical maneuvers she could have done first. I would just sit down, plop down in the sand, and do it.
Mm-hmm. That's what Kate said. Mm-hmm.
Then she would have to get up,
run to the water. That's two very realistic options off the top. She's weak.
I mean, when you shit yourself like that, it's usually like really, really bad.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like it's
trying to escape from your body.
Yeah, shooting out.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Wait, we were in face paint when you did it? You can see the wet spot.
You were holding eye contact for it?
The video, you could see like a little lump.
Oh, no.
In that particular circumstance, I did not defecate.
So we went from you.
What is the wet spot?
Never going to shit yourself.
I think there was just a stain.
Your greatest
on camera.
Yeah, two times on camera.
From 1 hour out of the day.
You're like the anti-gay politicians that are just very gay.
Yeah. I'll never suck a dick.
You're like anti-shit pants. Then we're just like, what about this?
So I started this argument like hoping to get out in front of me ever getting accused. And then it just did the reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
You're trying to close the beaches so you could be the only pooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I would never splatter like that. That is insane.
It is. That is. I mean, that's full release.
Yeah.
That is like you're pushing.
Completely giving you're up pushing. On
you. I can't believe we had three examples on hand of you shitting your pants.
No, I
just came up within minutes. Yep.
Jesus, I thought we were all going to join in and make fun of this woman.
But I do agree, splattering in public, you do have options.
Because that wasn't running down the leg. That would be a pool. That one
that was
it almost like she pushed.
Yeah.
You have a lot of questions. I do.
I shit myself on a golf course once and I made my way to the woods. And I released. That was the best I could do. But I was like, I'm not going to shit myself on the tee box.
Mm-hmm. No.
On an animal. I'm going to go into the woods.
Did you can't wipe, obviously, or did you use your boxer?
I used a scorecard.
Okay.
Then I proceeded to shit myself multiple times.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Shit. Oh, this was Sass's case race, the Joker case race when he did it.
That's when he realized.
Oh my god.
So you're telling me there was a wet spot already around your butthole?
There was already one.
Go back to when him and I were
I think this is when you realize.
That's when you realize.
We can triangulate. That's exactly over your butthole.
I don't think.
Why are you pulling so hard down on your thighs?
I don't know.
You were sober during that, too.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you've pre-gamed every single case race.
Yeah.
When are we doing our next one?
I have to.
100K?
Owen's birthday. Oh, or we could do 100K. 100K. We could do the 12-hour one. We could do the last few hours of case race. That would actually be...
Yeah.
That'd be a great way to send it off.
Yeah,
but no, we can't do the case race live, though. Right?
True.
Actually, you know what would be funny is if we did a 12-hour yak and the rule was like you had to drink 2 beers every hour.
Wow.
So we're never like blackout drunk, but we're always drunk.
Yeah. I think we would get blackout drunk.
Although we've pre-taped the case races, so it might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
No.
No, I'm thinking about it.
Sass, you were evil.
Yeah, in the nicest way possible. You guys are all just nicer, sober, and funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Next case race will be Owen's birthday, October.
Oh, duels?
Yeah.
Duelies.
And then we have the 3 in a row.
We should do full costumes for the October one.
Yeah. Oh,
January, I think we're going to do a keg race. We have to do a keg race.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Split it in half because it's me, Keegan, and Steven's birthdays all within like 2 weeks.
Can we do tuxedos for one?
I like tuxedos.
We're doing a soiree. Kim's hosting a soiree. I think Roan's working with her on it. A yak soiree.
Ooh.
That's going to be black tie.
Love that.
Ooh. I don't fit in any of my suits.
I don't own a suit.
I don't either.
We should all be able to expense a few, right?
We can rent a tuxedo.
Big Kai, when's the last time you've had to dress up
for
a wedding? Like, not full suit, but just dress up.
For the Canelo fight in Vegas, and my suit was tight. It didn't fit well. I got a problem because I don't really wear suits. So I don't really want to buy a new one, but I'm heavier than the one that I have when it was made.
I hate the way I look in a suit.
Suits suck, dude. They suck.
A lot of people.
You look great in a suit.
I don't clean up nice at all.
It's
that's not true.
No, I look like a geography professor or teacher. I don't have the face for a suit.
All right, you got to wear a suit tomorrow.
My teammate and my brother.
What the fuck?
I didn't get any string on this.
We're broke for life.
What the fuck?
You don't suck.
Shit in there.
Oh,
spray that thing, Sass.
Oh my god. Who?
Oh, there was.
Spray that thing.
So that's where it came from.
Same fart?
Are you silly string out your ass?
Wait, Kyle, how? That's impressive that you're just doing that without.
Not bad.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
So that, I can start to smell it then.
I can see your manner. Yeah, you're in.
I don't see the wet spot though, Kyle. There's no wet spot. Did you do it twice?
You can see your balls.
Yeah, very clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You're telling me that you sat on something wet right over your butthole between the first and second
part. Dude, why do you go for the second pullback, man?
There's the spot.
What are you doing?
There it is.
The spot's starting to appear there.
It's starting to grow.
And he knows. Dude, look at his eyes.
He's holding eye contact.
He knows. He's like, oh, God.
That little shift of white.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Because in my drunken stupor, you guys are positively reinforcing my previous farce with lots of laughter. So I feel the need to replicate.
Where'd he go after this? Did he get up and leave?
I don't know.
Oh, he does cover up really quick.
Like a milk dud.
I had four Hershey pies.
Oh, you did have a bunch of Hershey pies.
I had four Hershey pies.
Four Hershey pies. Okay, what else we got?
Why are you about to shit yourself again?
No.
Kyle called us an Uber from Brooklyn Saturday, and he got in there and he was like, "Do you guys want to hear my fart impression?" And then just was farting.
Yeah.
Your Uber rating has to be like a 1.
Or they
it's
love
like
it.
A 4.5, which is pretty much a 1.
That's low for an Uber rating.
Yeah.
I was in my friend's wedding, and we all got all done up, you know, we're bridesmaids, and we get in the limo. It was August in Elkton, Maryland. It was, like, such a hot, humid day. and the AC like wasn't fully going yet in the back of the limo, and for some reason I thought it would be hilarious to rip a fart. Okay. And so I did, and none of the girls laughed, and that's my fart anecdote.
It's like a defense mechanism when you like sense like things are awkward, there's a lull in conversation, no one's being funny.
Yes, and I didn't know the girls really, and I was like, this will be, I don't know why I thought it would be funny, but I thought it was going to be funny, and it wasn't funny.
Two detentions on my first week of freshman year in high school. I accidentally farted in my Spanish class, and she thought it was on purpose.
You got detention for farting?
Yeah.
That's church funny. Farts are funny, too.
Church farts.
Joseph and I used to always fart in church.
Yeah. Could anybody fart now?
Oh, good.
No, I don't think so. Foreplay had an intern. We went out and played with them, like, three holes. And I farted in Riggs' backswing, because it's funny.
Yeah.
And then the intern who started working there, like, 2 weeks prior, like, let out the juiciest, grossest fart. And we all were like, dude, what? And then I think he quit, like, a week later.
Is there a video of this?
I don't know, but it was maybe Foreplay versus Pardon My Take. You might be able to find it. It was so bad.
You can't go wet.
Like, and he was, like, he literally his second week.
Interns shouldn't be allowed to fart. As soon as you're full.
Whoa.
That's great. That's some good guy.
Is that you?
No, there's an account called Hot Guys Farting, and it's just a video of guys farting.
What a fucking...
you don't need to lower the camera.
Hot Guys Farting.
Wait, wasn't there that security guard that got fired?
Paul Flart.
Paul Flart. Yeah, he would fart every day at the job. He got fired.
He got fired.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh. The stranger farts don't do as much for me.
No, they're not as funny. They're kind of gross.
Yeah.
That one did it for me.
That's funny.
Wait, what?
You fart right on me?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a prankster.
Just like that?
Yeah. I'm really upset today. Sorry.
So you fart on me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's how I deal with my anger.
Farting on people you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about seeing a therapist or something?
No.
Oh, that's a nice ball right there.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Fart on people? What'd you have to just do, Brandon?
I had a call from my bank.
Oh.
Too much money?
We don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, we ran out of space. We have too much.
We are.
It's a shack in Mississippi. Fuck.
Brandon, it's all gone.
There was a storm last night.
All your money's gone.
All of Brandon's money's just in cash.
There he is, the king of the south. Look at him.
Back the boot.
We have to keep doing that shit.
What? The king of the south? He is the king of the south.
People were really asking me about Mincy when I was in Georgia.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's, whenever you go anywhere, it's like, where's Ben Mintz?
Roan's been getting hounded in Italy.
Yeah.
Where's Ben Mintz? So, yeah, I thought Roan already was in Italy. He's in
Italy. He was. He's back.
He's back.
He went to and fro?
He's got a double Italy vacation.
When does he come back?
Next week.
Wow.
We're going to have to talk to him, I think.
He's got
to
put on a cast. He better come back on Monday. I'm going to say this
with
right now. Tweet this at him from the account. Roan, when he comes back from his vacation, he better walk in the door with a cast on.
Yeah, or if he doesn't, we actually break his arm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah, we'll snap it in half.
But
you guys aren't here for that.
It doesn't matter to me.
Where are you boys? Alaska?
Alaska.
He's playing the strategy. What will we do to break his arm?
All right, he has to put it over a desk.
He has to
get the cast for the last week of August because we're all here.
Yeah.
So he has 2 weeks to get the cast. 2 weeks from today, he
you
better walk in with
for,
the cast.
You guys excited for Alaska?
What do you think, Sass?
Geographically, awesome. Yes. Something I would
geographically,
want.
Yes.
Well, yeah, like it's something the I would want to that. See.
How about your life?
When you want to scratch like a scenery itch, like that can be accomplished in 15 minutes, and then you're content.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in Alaska.
Right. How long's the flight? 8 hours?
Yeah.
Whew.
How deep are you going?
I think we're sticking to the Anchorage
area. Yeah.
Are you going to that building?
There's a town
we're going
called
to Whittier.
Whittier, which is just one apartment building, I think.
And all their stores, their doctors are all in that same
school,
building. So
everything.
Stay there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Do you have the itinerary pretty much set already, obviously, before you go?
For the most part, yeah.
And it's like stoolies who reach out and they're like, we got a wacky thing. Like,
a lot of it's that, or it's just like people like, I think we're like, we're fishing for this giant fish. I forget what it is. But like that was like a friend of a friend who works on a fishing boat. So there's a we'll handful see. Of stuff we're going to do.
Yeah. All right.
We'll see.
We're looking at like low 50s.
Low 50s rain. And like pouring down rain the whole time.
Hell yeah.
Like, I mean, low 50s wonderful. I would love, but rain, no.
You guys think you're going to see Denali or are you too far?
Probably not.
Too far.
No, yeah, we're too far.
It'll be low cloud cover.
Mike made fun of this. Could we see Aurora Borealis from there?
No.
No?
No, we have to go up to the Arctic. Well,
so you're going to the worst part of Alaska.
Maybe more north. I don't know.
There's no bad part of Alaska.
The cities probably are.
I looked at the Snapchat maps just to see like what people were posting there.
I do that every day, like in random places.
Yeah. The only reason I have Snapchat.
Yeah.
It was wild. Like just like there, it seems like it was like 15 years in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Like looking at the Fairbanks ones.
Yeah.
Because they're so up north.
Oh.
And there are like military guys. They're having fun.
Are they?
A lot of bears out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Moose.
Yeah, Donnie.
See some big old moose.
Chef Donnie was up in Alaska because his brother plays hockey there.
Yeah.
And he said you see moose like you'd see like a fly in New York.
Yeah. I would be worried about the wonton Don and a bear. I feel like he'd try to pet it.
He does like to push.
Yeah.
He pushes.
Moose. Great for the video.
Everything he does is content first. He puts his body, it's not even in his top 10 of concerns.
Right. He's back in town today. So.
Yeah, he's back, yeah.
Yeah, back from Iraq, so yeah. Act he really...
he got, like, I think he, like, hopped a rope at Saddam Hussein's mansion and, like...
Still so crazy he went.
Yeah, he went up onto the roof of the palace when he was
He's an engaged man now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. And I was his emergency call.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Once he got back, Sam Decker... who was playing in Europe,
yeah.
texted me and was like, just so you know, Donnie told me that like if I didn't hear from him in like 3 days that I was supposed to contact you.
The Iraq, because when Donnie went to Iraq,
he told Sam, he didn't tell anyone else. He was Sam was playing.
He didn't tell you?
Right.
He didn't tell me. Oh. Sam was playing in Turkey, so he told Sam, if I don't contact you in like 3 days, you have to contact Big Cat.
What would your trade package compliment.
I don't know what I would have said.
What would your trade package be for the wonton Don? Ooh. What would you give Iraq?
Damn, we'd have to give up a lot.
Send over Fleming?
Yeah. Frank would fucking... It'd be just another Saddam situation.
Yeah, he'd take... He'd be the... Yeah.
Yeah. He would just move right into Saddam.
You have some great nicknames for Iraq, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't have any. I just... He just does so well with the Mets nicknames. I figure he'd do that with other countries.
Yeah, he would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably should have came with more.
What's this? Is it today?
Feeble Empire. Oh, he's happy. So happy.
He's a stoner.
Yeah, he is. He smokes a lot of weed now.
He's laughing.
Hear his laugh.
This probably won't age well.
No, it might not.
You don't think the Mets are going to?
Edwin Diaz.
Oh, he's laughing at the Yankees.
Katie Nolan. Oh. Did Katie Nolan take Ed Luz Diaz from him?
Oh, really?
I believe she tweeted
that. Very mad.
No way. That was his for a long time.
I know.
He was pissed about it.
Pissed.
He was tweeting about it. That's your boy's wife.
Edwin Diaz, though, is the Mets fans are setting themselves up. Like, his walkout song is objectively awesome.
Yeah.
But if he loses in a big playoff game, like, that will get clowned so
it's
hard.
It's ripe for mockery.
It is so, like... Because everyone's remaking it now and being like, this
I don't even
awesome.
Like, I just saw that video, I watched like 10 times.
Yeah, no, it's Fired sick.
It's so sick.
I went to the Mets game and I saw it, and it was awesome.
You really? have to like, he has
they're going
to
win? I don't.
He has to close out every game now.
When is the World Series?
October.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they
I thought it was next October.
Yeah, they moved
what?
It to October.
This year it's going to be
first
October.
First year. Actually, going to be a little bit November, too.
I thought it was good in the fall.
Next week. Baseball season's long.
Jesus, so they're not even close to not.
The fall classic. No, they're not.
Yeah.
I thought it was like wrapping up. I thought
literally
it was
always
talking about.
They have a month and a half left.
God damn! So everything could change.
Yeah,
everything could
fall
change.
Fall classic. Yeah.
God damn,
man.
So I was literally Googling the other day. I was like, "When's the?"
Well, you thought it was gonna be like Labor Day?
Thought it was in like late August.
Yeah.
Fall classic.
I don't fucking know.
Hmm.
Mr. October.
It's Mr. Late
Peter,
August.
Mr. November when yeah. Like the first time in November.
That was surreal.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys fucking with me? I don't know.
No, we're being dead honest. I think actually Jeff passed and just tweeted out the dates. So I'll give you the dates because they just released it. You ready for this?
I am.
Game one of the World Series, Friday, October 28th. Game seven would be November 5th.
Well, that is late.
What? Really?
Yeah.
The hell was that?
Well, because they had the lockout.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Freaking stoked for that shit. Thought it was next week.
All right, we got anything else? What do we gained a few hundred. We're in striking distance.
Oh, yeah.
What can we do tomorrow or Wednesday to really push?
Surprise case race.
Kill a guy.
Could kill a guy.
You guys want to get drunk this week?
I mean, we could do like Wednesday, like every 100 that we gain, we drink a beer.
Well, the last time when we first got whatever the milestone was, you weren't here.
Yeah, I know.
We kind of just had fun. We were like just drinking until it happened, mm-hmm. and that just worked naturally.
All right,
so that was to get 2,000.
And we're just within 500, I think that would work toward the end of an episode.
Okay. So wait, the live show that we did to get to a million on the main page, we were 2,000 away.
We were 2,000 away mm-hmm. when we started trying for it,
and that's what we're at
1,500 away. Yeah, smaller so we side. Should we can do this on like Wednesday. We should just
I think if we just get to 99,
yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, we can do it.
Ron brought in a bottle of tequila for that stream, and then we just killed the entire
bottle.
All
right, so I might have to bring a bottle of tequila on Wednesday. I want to do it Wednesday. I want to get Wednesday. I want to be firmly. So I don't want any hijinks.
Let's get confetti cannons. Let's.
Okay, I'll buy some stuff.
Everyone would bring one fun thing.
Yes. Wednesday, Wednesday will be the official day we're hitting 100,000.
One fun thing Wednesday.
One fun thing Wednesday. You can bring in like an alcoholic drink or a party favor or something.
I love this.
That's why
we bring in. That's why we bring in Peter, my tattoo guy.
Yes.
I was just going to ask you. Would you let Brandon draw the yak house on me and you?
Yes.
I'd have to get a tattoo.
I will.
I would let Brandon draw the yak house on me.
I've been thinking about getting tattooed.
You would also let me draw it on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
I need Nick's permission as well.
Yeah. Oh. I'll text my boy right now.
Excited.
Yeah, I got to think about what I want to get tatted.
I might just do a, we'll let him tally every subscriber on my leg.
Every single week. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I like this. Wednesday it is. I mean, if we do it tomorrow, that'd be great too. People,
I think Wednesday's perfect.
Yeah,
I think we can probably get 400 to 500 until
tomorrow.
Then.
Yep,
and then
push it again so tomorrow. Yep, and then Wednesday, one fun thing Wednesday.
And merch is ready to drop the rest of the coins the second we hit 100K.
Wow. Okay. All right, should we call it today?
Yeah, let's call.
Mm-hmm.
Do the rundown.
Hey, I'm on tomorrow.
John Rich is a fucking maniac
machine.
See the guy moving the stuff into his house wearing flip-flops up four flights of stairs? It's pretty impressive.
Psycho. Okay, see everyone tomorrow.